would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small dawn is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Happy New Year. This is John Forward checking again for St. John Forward Radio. Just about to bring you, with great delight and not so much pleasure, part two of the H to the C Christmas 2002 holiday special. This was recorded a long time ago on campus radio. Here it is in all of its annoying glory.
And, yeah, we're here again after some Bob Marley.
And some advertisements.
And some advertisements.
We love the advertisements.
We have to keep things flowing here, nice and flowy-like.
If any of the listeners out there will donate the money, I'll shave a logo into my back.
Whoa. Well, they're going to donate money to HSC. I'll take requests, depending on the request, obviously, but to a point.
Kalen, you're such a prude. You have to do whatever they ask you.
Hey, whatever makes the money. Sometimes you got to do what you're told to make a little money.
Exactly, so there's no limit, you conservative scumbag.
I don't know.
Whoa, things are getting a little tense here at the station.
I hate you, Kevin.
That hurts, John. That hurts. I'm going to go cry.
Like, if someone's paying for it, you should be willing to do ungodly things with Ryan if the need arises.
Hey, I didn't say I wouldn't. I just said there was a limit to what I would do. I didn't say what the limit was.
All right, I suppose. I'm not...
Give me some justice here.
All right, I'll give you a little bit. So, right, what are we doing next?
A little bit of hip-hop. Just a little. Just
a taste.
A taste, exactly. That's well put. We've got some Candiria, followed up by BC Boys, Dilated Peoples, and KRS-One.
That's a good lineup.
It's not too bad.
It's true. I don't know. I got nothing.
Listen, you always catch one thinking they hard until I unload bullets, tear the side of his car. Catch me with pride about a ball. My niggas is odd and do shit you only seen in Oz. Bang till a death in a yard. Feel me? Kill me. Or respect the guard. I'm a professor, but my lectures are hard. My verse bring cash like ATM cards. So get your checkbooks ready, cause I'm ready to charge. I'm talking 10,000 for 16 bars that's starting. And double that when the kid name starts sparking. Spit flames from my arson. The reason I don't battle, cause every time I do, I murder rappers too often. Still do it with style. The kids stay flossing. You try to outfloss him, you'll lay in the coffin. Nina on my waist, low eye strobe by, heat it in your faces, barrel long like shoelaces.
I get the feeling when your beer screaming charter. 24/7, bring it up, yelling louder. If you're a friend of one of them, you see them in the dance, if I'm in Brooklyn, come to York and Tata. Feeling when your beer screaming charter. 24/7, bring it up, yelling louder. If you're a friend of one of them, you see them in the dance, if I'm in Brooklyn, come to York and Tata. So hard, trying to make the bill, cause all I'm about is a dollar bill. I've got a lot of dreams, I promise that one no fulfill. Like to buy a big ghost for me, but up on the hill. I'm upset them my friend, but them my real pies of hill. I smile in your face, but a plastic seal. Ooh. God bless the fuzzy wolf, can't kill me, work hard for money, when I get it in a will. I lay awake, no brings around about the till. Remember, I'm a student from Din Till. I do 24 years, me learn all of my skill. Now me hear them, my plan, send me bloody tapis mill. And I love to know them still a draw nil. But to a center, to be who made that skill. Got the shooter screw, even like a handmill. So better you go cool and chill. Cause if you feel it when your face screaming shouter, 24/7, bring it up, yelling louder. If you're a friend of one of them, you see them in the dance, if I'm in Brooklyn, come to York and Tata. Feel it when your face screaming shouter, 24/7, bring it up, yelling louder. If you're a friend of one of them, you see them in the dance, if I'm in Brooklyn, come to York and Tata.
Hey, you wanna know what pressure is? Pressure is when you miss a kid from going to tour or doing a bid. When your baby mama's bugging on you, dissing your fam. But it's the only way you know to put some cheese in your hand. Cheese in your pocket.
better than a burner to your socket or your face or your ribs. A legal life, no way to live, shit. What you know about concrete beds? I was eating from the garbage, suicide in my head. And I robbed and I lied, then I stole to survive. But then I got me a job on Wall Street, 9 to 5. It was the same old shit, daddy, but wearing a tie. I wish it was 6 feet deep, kissing the skies, kissing the dirt, swallowing gravel, head to the bow, rope to your neck. Time for the game, time for respect. Coming York till I die, put it in you like sex. Still don't get mad, cause I used to get more head than your neck. But then I slowed up the game and taught the kids on next. When I spit, it's like a cannonball in a bucket of text. I'ma shoot for the stars, never miss what I aim. But like a hustled out Monopoly, you ain't got no game.
Cause yeah. If you're feeling what you're feeling, scream and shout. 24/7, bring it up, yelling louder. If you're a friend of one of them, you see them in the end, sip and then Brooklyn. Come to York and Canada. Feeling what you're feeling, scream and shout. 24/7, bring it up, yelling louder. If you're a friend of one of them, you see them in the end, sip and then Brooklyn. Come to York and Canada.
Baby,
to this.
And y'all can't come
to this.
Dolly, goes like this. I'm so outlandish, my rhymes the paint, the tracks the canvas. Find me puffing tampas on your nearest college campus. Macaro, serving up heat like Pete Sampras. Drinking Jose Cuervo like some Spanish bandits. Make women panic when I tell them I'm on vanish. Don't take it personal, these are 818 antics. Hoes break your pockets like car mechanics. Every morning, I bow down and pray like a mantis. Most women can't stand this, but I ain't romantic. So that thought you could vanish to the city of Atlantis. Me and Tash met this tan bitch, made a liquid sandwich. I consume strictly green leaves like pandas. Dig through ice for my brew like they dig for woolly mammoths. I'm volcanic up in bitches that look like Dorothy Dandridge. Your style has major damage. It's played out and ripped up. It needs a bandage. How do you manage? I can't stand it.
Hops, barley, water, yeast, grain, distillery, alcohol for the brain. So check it out. Smoke fills the area. Drunk as fuck, launch off the aircraft carrier. Your vision blurred. Eyes start to blink. You overdid it, Holmes. You had too much to drink. This bout set the 12 rounds of pain. Tequila, limes, and salt. These cats hard to hang. 16 bars sharp. Teeth the fangs. Open off the licks. Duck season, you're in range. Turn the page. Here comes the next chapter. Battle Ev. You sign with Blue Cross or Astra. Heavy rotation. Dilate expansion. California funk like Flav. We co-lamping. Fuck the format till they can't ignore us. But chill, Swift. About to kill after the quarter.
Dilated your toast to this. It's the licks, baby. Toast to this. Hey, y'all can't come. Toast to this. Dilated your toast to this. It's the licks, baby. Toast to this. Hey, y'all can't come. Toast to this.
Like dope, they should call me illegal. We control the underground like Bugsy Siegel. And my crew is like the mob, we wildin' off that Beano. High rollin', taking over your local casino. Year after year, my music pleases your ear. That's why my focus is right like outboard gear. Tune in, this is like a family reunion. We like cousins and shit, rockin' this bitch. Dilated and the liquid MCs. We gradually elevating to a higher degree. We smash through the underground like we SUVs. S-Big game to the hoes and let them know they getting nothing for free. Hey yo, listen close. Toast the West Coast. We're being gangster in a hoax. We kill folks. And sea walking ain't just a dance or a joke. We stay in heavy rotation, coast to coast.
Yo, it's hard to pass the bar. Ask your lawyer. Liquid pouring on ya from California. Programmers, spray this on your playlist. If rappers hard liquor, I'll be leaving Las Vegas. Live show, radio, mixtape, massacre. It's a party, y'all, with room for more passengers. I turn mics to pistols and start rapping. And turn pistols back to mics and start blasting them. J-Ro, E-Swift, tashing them. Expansion team, XO chips, cashing them. I'm not fashionable, but I am international. I call it like I see it on stage, like supernatural. Honeys keep flirting like the flows are working. Don't stop till I'm certain, then I close the curtains. Animal House shit, coast to coast like the licks. I don't drink as much, but I'll toast to this.
Dilated your toast to this. It's the licks, baby. Toast to this. And y'all can't come. Toast to this.
Catastrophe, slap the track with an open fist backhand. I crack fans with funk and burn rubber like the Gap Band. Batman can't walk through my hood, it's no love. Tassel, jack and focus, capers, brought that shit to the club. Is it love or is it buzz? That got my thinking patterns, thinking your bitch is mine. That's why you see me winking at her. Should be drinking at a tavern. Out of a glass, I zay. Liquid cool and dilated, make that ass gyrate. Why you ask, I take anything that I could lift. Your rappers rapping like a cash, your DJs rapping like Swift. I was born with a gift, my niggas used to average rapping. Your styles is old as fuck, that's why my clicks start cabbage patching. I do this for the beer, for the ones that ain't here. Your niggas better make way for X, Raz, and Severe. I'm like a tattoo tear. Tass will never go away. I'm about to fill my quota. I need XO every day.
Dilated your toast to this. It's the licks, baby. Toast to this. And y'all can't come. Toast to this.
Dilated, heavy rotating.
Dilated your toast to this. It's the licks, baby. Toast to this. And y'all can't come. Toast to this.
Dilated, heavy rotating.
What the next one?
Extended family of the alcoholics, the extended family of the liquid crew, the extended family of everybody that smoke bud, dilated peoples in a motherfucking place, y'all.
You know, that's why, man, I be telling you all the time, man, you know, love. Love is a very serious thing, and if you don't commute to my mom's apartment. I gotta tell the suckers every day, don't start it. Cause where I'm at, if you're soft, you're lost. To stay on course means to roll with force. A boy named Rob is chilling in a Benz in front of my building with the rest of his friends. I give him a pound, oh, I mean, I shake his hand. He's the neighborhood drug dealer, my man. I go upstairs and hug my mother, kiss my sister, and punch my brother. I sit down on my bed to watch some TV. Do my ears deceive me? Nope, that's the fourth time this week. Another fast brother shot dead in the street. The very next day while I'm off the class, my mom's go to work cold busting her ass. My sister's cute but she got no gear. I got three pairs of pants with my brother I share. So they're in school, see I'm made a fool. With one and a half pair of pants you ain't cool. But there's no dollars for nothing else. I got beans, rice, and bread on my shelf. Every day I see my mother struggling. Now it's time, I've got to do something. I look for work, I get dissed like a jerk. I do odd jobs and come home like a slob. So here comes Rob, his goal is shimmery. He gives me 200 for a quick delivery. I do it once, I do it twice. Now there's steak with the beans and rice. My mother's nervous, but she knows the deal. My sister's gear now has sex appeal. My brother's my partner, and we're getting paper. 3 months later, we run our own caper. My family's happy, everything is new. Now tell me, what the fuck am I supposed to do? That's why. You fall in love with your chain. You fall in love with your car. Love is gonna sneak right up and snuff you from behind. So I want you to check the story out as we go down the line. Money's flowing, everything is fine. Got myself a Uzi and my brother a 9. Business is booming, everything is cool. I pull about a G a week, fuck school. A year goes by and I begin to grow. Not in hype, but juice and cash flow. I kick up my feet and begin to watch TV. Cause now I got other people working for me. I got a 55-inch television, you know. And every once in a while I hear Just Say No. Or the other commercial I love is when they say this is your brain on drugs. I pick up my remote control and just turn. Cause with that bullshit I'm not concerned. See me and my brother jump in the BM. Driving around our territory again. I stop at the light like a superstar. And automatic weapons go spray my car. I hit the accelerator scared as shit. And drove one block to find my brother was hit. He wasn't dead, but the blood was pouring. And all I could think about was warring. Later I found that it was Rob and his crew. Now tell me, what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know, that's why.
Like or want a material item, but when you fall in love with it and you
about scheming and carrying on for it, just remember, it's gonna get you.
A little bit of hip hop,
just a little, not too much,
not too much,
not too little though.
But we just enough to represent.
Representing the 506.
Oh yeah,
word.
Nobody represents like we do.
Exactly.
We have a little bit even less punk coming up.
Probably it's all about moderation here at H to the C.
It's probably too little actually, but it's all we have, so we're just gonna have to deal.
It's a
couple Dead Kennedy songs.
It's I blame that squarely on Ryan and Kaylin, because I didn't know, even though I was doing this, so I didn't bring anything, so it's not my fault.
Well.
So tomorrow when you you go around looking for the 6 foot tall with afros, you can still buy Kaylin and Ryan beer and stuff,
that would,
but you have to slap them in the face first.
Yeah, that'd be tonight though, John.
Oh, right. Tonight, I mean. Or if you...
This whole broadcasting from the future thing... It's true. This whole future thing confuses you. It's.
Or if you come to the brothel to find us at work tomorrow.
But I assure you...
We usually are at the brothel.
It's you who are confused and not us. So
it's true.
Don't even try to play that card.
Yeah. It's like... It's like when you get jet-lagged, but it's a little bit... It's a little bit different.
It's when your brain is going so fast to put on such a quality radio program, and it kind of... It's like the theory of relativity, because we're going so awesome, everything else kind of slows down around us.
Including your brain, which is why you're so confused right now.
Exactly. To anyone who knows what the theory of relativity is, that probably didn't make any sense, and it probably didn't have anything to do with it, but...
We're full of awesomeness.
That's just because we rule and you don't.
You know, so. Like we were saying earlier, we have, a couple different... sex of H to the C listeners and addicts and cult followers.
It's true. It's a provincial phenomenon, because there's also an H to the C in Fredericton.
It's true.
It's an international phenomenon, because we have listeners as far as Australia.
That's very true.
It's true. They love us down there.
That's what I hear.
We go on tour every summer.
And we're going to try and hit...
Actually, it's not really us that goes on tour down there. It's our robotic selves, and that's where Pat's robot came from.
Good leeway, John. Would you like to offer any insight on this?
Yeah.
Well,
we haven't really even explained the fact that you're back.
I was kind of avoiding it, but I think I'm ready. I'm still not ready to face the real Pat. That's why he's not here tonight. Because I'm still a little jittery, and I'm still walking with a limp. I have a cane. But it's got a skull on the end of it, so that's kind of cool. And it's got like an electrocution. It has like a cattle prod thing at the end, so I could like poke people and shock them.
It doesn't have a little amber chunk with a bug in it that you can clone dinosaurs from.
No, I already cloned all the dinosaurs, and they just attacked me, so I killed them.
Oh well, it's a logical thing to do.
I have to explain how John came back into the picture. We were having an intervention for Pat. And it was going really well. Like, we had him admit that he had a problem, and he promised us that he was going to go off the bottle and all that. And then John came limping in, and Pat realized the full scope of what he had done in making the robot, and it sent him into a deep depression, cured only by alcohol, and... He's worse than ever in terms of the drinking.
He's not as violent and not as able to escape from prison.
No,
he was in his robotic form.
He's quite
form.
Sedate in this form.
Very depressed.
He's belligerent, but he's sedate.
Yeah.
That robotic Pat was terrifying. Like, when I was in that cave, I didn't know if I was going to live or die or be eaten by Pat. I have no idea. I don't know.
Did you keep track of how many countries you've been through? Because I know you made it through at least six of the seven continents, I hear.
I lost count. It's just the whole thing's a daze. Especially that the time in the cave, like, it seemed like years, even though it was only a month or so. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to get through, but I'm working through it. And like, I was surprised as anyone when I finally did get out of the cave and I restarted my journey to find Pat, and I actually found Pat, and he tried to attack me again, but I was ready for him, and I had a machete, and I cut off his head like they did at the end of Friday the 13th, only it didn't really cut through because it was metal, and I could see I must have cut off his power supply or something, just because it was like, zzz, and then he just kind of drooped his head and fell over, and I looked closer at the wound, and there was a bunch of wires and stuff. So then I started pulling it back, and I'm like, that's one of those robots that we send on tour in Australia, and it's gone mad. I thought that it just went crazy. Well, it did go crazy, but apparently Pat had some of it to do, because he wanted to pretend like he wanted to leave the robot to go to jail and stuff so that he could keep drinking, but...
I heard he gave it booze. I heard the robot just got drunk and just went off on a rampage after
that. Yeah, see, Pat and Zach took the original prototype of one of our Australian touring robots, and they reconfigured it so it would be more realistic and it would fool even us, and drinking was part of that.
Fooled to death. Except
the robot, I think, gained too much of a lust for the liquor and just became out of control, much like Pat himself. You might say that Pat and Zach did too good a job in making the robot like Pat.
I think maybe we should...
It's a lesson to us all that we should keep an eye on Pat, so, because...
Pat and Zach. I bet Zach was the brains. He was the physicist and the Nobel Prize winner
and
behind the whole project.
And all of Pat's brain cells have been damaged by the ravages of alcohol anyway.
That's true.
Pat is a one-track mind. Instead of thinking about having constant sex like some people, he just thinks about constant drinking and other things. He doesn't matter what gets in his way, and so that's why the robot was so convincing. But I don't know, I'm still worried about Pat himself, because I could easily see him taking this path.
Now that he's seen the damage that can be done, he might have a taste inadvertently for blood. Human blood at that.
To people like us, that would seem common sense, but to the sick mind that is Pat Parrington, he might not find it such a clear picture, and I don't know if he's ever...
Wait a second. I thought we were talking about Pat Harrington. Who's this Pat Parrington guy?
Didn't I... Oh, that was the robot's name.
That was Pat Harrington.
Oh! Well.
It's because he... In addition to alcohol fuel, he was also run by the energy of pears.
Makes sense. They're full of energy.
Logical sense. Of...
And the robot's favorite drink mix was gin and pear juice.
Ooh.
That's my favorite drink, too. What a coincidence.
Yeah, it's a very energetic drink. So, anyway, I don't want to... drudge out too many demons and flashbacks, so we should probably get to the music, and I believe we already said what we were going to play a long time ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we're going to play When You Get Drafted from Mute Me on the Bay, and we're going to play I Am the Owl from something about running vegetables. I can't quite remember the entire title of the album.
Short-term memory loss.
Indeed, it's all this robot talk. It's
true.
Befuddled.
It's true. And since we were talking about... traveling, I'd just like to tell the audience out there that we are going to start our world tour next week.
Robot free.
And yes, robot free. And we'll be in Uzbekistan, and then shortly after that we'll be in Kazakhstan, and then I believe we're going to end up in Benin.
Yeah.
And we're going to... Well, we don't need to talk about the slave labor. We
kind of booked the tour as we go, so all the dates aren't final yet.
Our manager's actually still ironing out the details in Benin, but...
That's true.
We should, like, fingers crossed, it should happen. We have a pretty big fan base in Benin, and they deserve some live action, I think.
That's true. And since we are going to Benin, if anybody has any Christmas elves they want to take off their hands... we're going to partake in a little bit of an auction.
Make sure they're toilet trained, though.
Oh, yeah, they have to be toilet trained. Otherwise, we're going to send them right back.
We don't want needles and diapers.
The UN looks down on the slave auction title, though, so we like to call it an elf drive.
Yes, an elf drive. We're helping feed these hungry, apparently homeless
Christmas elves. If it wasn't for our 13 cents a week, it would be 0 cents a week.
Exactly. And do you wanna,
how would you be able to live with yourself if you tried to deny that elf his wage?
It's true.
You make me sick.
So we are going to have our Christmas elf drive, and if you want to send your contributions in, you know, you can look us up, H to the C. We're not too hard to find.
Talk to a set of Learys, find the afros.
It's true. Look for the six-footers with red afros, and let us know you want to give us support.
Suits.
And the carpet matches the curtains.
Ooh, yeah. Well, I think we've said quite enough. Onward and offward. And
that's enough interior decorating talk, and let's get to some Dead Kennedys.
Hey, you've been leaving them for the papers. War is coming back in style. The general series was there, and the rest is sitting there. Well, the check was filling up the bread. We make more funds from the board ahead. The economy is looking bad. It's not another war.
What do you got, Johnson?
We want total war. Roman fingers panic button. Playing with missiles like their toy. There's easy money, easy jobs. Especially when you build a bomb. That's building cities off the map. Just guess who happens when we build a bank on. Now what's big business? What's big business? Get to what's a war.
What do you got,
Johnson? Lateral commission to these lasers. Keep from
war. What do you got, Johnson?
If you can't afford a slick attorney, we might make you a spy. Forget your demonstration, kids are dazed on the
air.
Just a six-pack and you're happy, we're prepared for when you get drafted, when you get drafted.
So what, it was 107.3,
local good. FM.
This is John Scove Nielsen, and you're listening to the St. John Forward Radio on 107.3 FM.
Close enough.
It's too much information.
Let's go!
Wow. Fan-diddly-tastic.
Yep.
Sure was, but it just leaves you wanting more, doesn't it?
It kind of does leave you wanting more. But we have more rock.
That's true. We have a little
and or rock. Roll.
Well, we're going to start with the rock and then maybe slide into a little roll.
We'll see how it plays out. Roll's a little, I don't know. I don't know if they can handle the roll.
Roll is a real risque. It's,
yeah.
It's roll's the kind of thing that you might expect to see on like Maury Povich or something.
Oh yeah.
You mean like I don't know which one of these seven females is my baby's mama.
I mean, you don't know who the mother is. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, like, my daughter's trying to stab me through her bedroom door while she's soliciting sex.
Why are you on the other side of her door?
Who's the transvestite?
Banging on the door, trying to get her to stop being such a...
Teresa, banging on the...
Ho.
If only you could have seen that.
Or heard it.
That's true.
He snapped his fingers and it was cool.
In the Zed action.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, we're the most interesting people in the world, aren't we? Right, yeah. So,
yeah, no doubt about it.
Do we have anything to say?
We
need more rambling.
I don't think we do. I think the 10 minutes of rambling in the previous session was more than enough.
It's true.
Maybe we should run out of music material.
All right. I suppose the people, they've got their money's worth, which is zero. So if there's too much rambling or not enough rambling...
Start paying us, and then we might give you some.
We'll give you a refund of the no money that you paid for us to work hour after hour preparing every aspect of every show.
You have no idea how much time we put into this show.
However, if you do care to complain, you can phone in at 648-5925. And
if no one answers the phone, it means that your complaints aren't valid.
But we do have a list of jokes, and if you call in and we do answer the phone, we'll tell you a joke, so give us a call.
That's true.
So here is those things.
Yeah.
Blue.
Welcome back.
And this is H to the C, giving the last part. The show only took us 4 hours so far to record, but because we're just so into it, and it's the Christmas season, and just as our
heart and souls.
I know, we were going to just come in, actually, we are in, and we're actually doing the show, so never mind. But in theory, if we were going to pre-record, we probably would have taken 4.5 hours, just because we wanted to put our heart and soul in it, because this is the Christmas season.
It's true.
And as our last piece of advice, I just think we have to remind everyone out there, when you're having a good time with your families and stuff, that you just need to keep Christ in Christmas, because that's really what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. It's all about standing in church, pretending you know what they're talking about.
And, I know, even
taking their sacraments when they tell you to.
Even if you go to church once a year at Christmas, you still get the distinct honor of going around and turning up your nose at everyone else.
I remember the first time that I got the spirit of Christ in me around Christmas time.
Was it warm like a blanket?
It was warm like a blanket and like a hug. And it was 1 year around, I think, December 17th in grade 11. I saw Andrew Foster with a Santa Claus hat on.
Oh, man. That's
and I said to myself, there is one Christian-looking mofo who's got the spirit of Christmas, and I want to be like that guy.
Yeah, just Andrew Foster in a Santa suit is just, it just shows Christmas for what it is, the winning combination of consumerism and Christianity.
Yeah, I've never had a...
Brings a tear to your eye.
I've never actually had a moment like that, so I'm just to not go against the grain, guys, I'm just gonna pick, I'll just go with you on the Andrew Foster thing.
And we should come clean, since it is the Christmas season, that Andrew Foster is clearly a made-up character that's copyright H to the C Incorporated 2004 and bears no, despite any resemblance to people living or dead, it's not true.
He's a Christian-looking non-Christian.
That's true.
So,
Merry Christmas, he's just really lame.
Yeah, that's true. That's what he is.
So, and along with this message, our final gift would be some Beatles, and that's what you'll hear. 4 tracks of them, although one of the tracks is 15 seconds long. That's good enough. Goodbye.
Have a good night.
She said to love me. She got a woman way across town. She's good for me. Oh yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh yeah. She gives me money every time I need. Yes, you know. Oh, she's the kind of friend indeed. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's good for me. Oh yeah. She says she loves me early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah. She says she loves me early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah. She says she loves me just for me. Yeah, you know. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh yeah. All day and night, never grumbles or fusses, just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place right back there where they're hanging around a home. Got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh yeah. Well, I got a woman way across town. Oh yeah, well she's my baby, but you understand, I
across town. She's good to me. Oh yeah. Well, I'm much as all right. Well, I'm much as all right. I got a woman. Stitch of lace, your powder's never on your face. You're always wearing jeans, except on Sunday. So please don't ever change. No, don't you ever change. I kinda like you just the way you are. You don't know the latest dance. When it's time to make romance, your kisses let me know you're not a tomboy. So please don't ever change. No, don't you ever change. Just promise me you're always gonna be as sweet as you are. I love you. You would rather die than ever hurt me. So please don't ever change. No, don't you ever change. Just promise me you're always gonna be as sweet as you are.
That sure was something. So, anyway, check out Uptown Comedy Deluxe on Friday, January 4th, with Martin Saulnier, Chanel Frere, Sam Laidman, and me, John Forward, at O'Leary's, start time 10 p.m. Happy New Year, and I'll be presumably back on the radio next week live.